Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down,
she loves him too.
Test. Testing, 1, 2, 3. I always do this, and this is like the 190th podcast, and I go testing, testing. You think people are getting tired of hearing that?
I think they're getting tired of hearing everything.
What's that?
Nothing.
Talk up. You seem like you're very...
It's just you're aggravating me already.
I'm aggravating you by being me. That's real nice.
I'm sorry. I don't aggravate you.
Not when you're explaining things and trying to figure
not
things
that.
Out.
Not that. It's like...
Well, then how am I aggravating you? You wake up with an attitude because you think you could have slept longer, and you could have, and now you're mad, and now you take it out on me. I saw you this morning making coffee, and I go, look how beautiful she is. I complimented you, and you...
Stop it.
No. You don't take in compliments. You only take in negativity. And that's your problem.
No, so I take in compliments.
No. From strangers. From people on Twitter. From passerbyers.
Passerbyers?
Yeah. Bonnie, I hate to break the news to you folks, but Bonnie is at a whole nother level of famous now.
Stop, please. It's embarrassing.
I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of...
It's the worst news.
I'm very proud of Bonnie. Last night...
Don't use my name. Anytime you use my name other than, like, making fun of me is when you're mad at me.
I'm very proud of my gal.
Oh, God.
My wife. My future. My soulmate. My... Everything. You're my everything. My everything. You're my everything. Do you know who sings that?
Everly Brothers.
Temptations.
I just can't.
With the Everly Brothers.
I don't know. I was in a crossword puzzle yesterday.
What?
It was in a crossword puzzle yesterday.
The Everly Brothers?
Yeah.
Well, here's... I couldn't believe my eyes yesterday. And sometimes in life, things just come out of nowhere and you go, oh my God, I am the luckiest man alive.
Stop!
I'm so proud to be married to this young gal. To know.
Rich, what? You've never had a poster up at CVS? Are you kidding me? You've never had a flyer for a show that you're doing in one of our local eateries?
All I know is when I was walking out of the supermarket, not only was a big picture of Bonnie in the bulletin board where you sell dining room sets, snow plows.
This is why, you know, these people who fucking put shows together and then they want you to like retweet it and do all this shit. It's like, I don't feel like retweeting the embarrassing shit that I'm doing. Like, you know, why don't I put this up on Facebook? Because I don't want all my fucking neighbors to go, okay? Like, I didn't pick the town closest to, there was like two to choose from, and I didn't pick the town closest to me. I picked the town farthest from me.
No, Shattuck is closer than Somerville.
No, I picked the one farthest from me.
Shattuck is closer than Somerville. Shattuck is where I play golf. That's where you're doing the show. It's right down when you go past
Well, then I fucked up because I thought I was picking somewhere farther. But, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, whatever. Do whatever you want. Fucking try to get people in the seats however you want.
Well, here's how it
looks. But it's like embarrassing to fucking, you know, you go into the gym and your fucking posters. It's just like some fucking dumb flyer. Like you're, I don't know, like you're some kid's clown or something. You know.
Well, you know, not only were you in the bulletin board, as you
were on a bulletin board.
Huh? You were on the door, the side of the door as you.
How are they even allowed to put shit up there? Like the store should say no.
Well, the store probably knows you and is proud to have your picture.
Why don't they just fucking advertise like normal people? How normal fucking, like really? Like what is this? Some school event? You know what I mean?
Where would they advertise like normal people?
Paper, on the internet, a mailing list, radio. You know, this fucking guy wants me to go on ONA tomorrow. If he thinks that I'm going to plug his fucking show now, he's wrong. I'm not.
Well, why'd you take it? You got to fill it up. Well, he's not even paying. What's he paying? He's not even paying you a lot. Is he giving you 50% of the door?
No, I get a flat. Something with a bonus.
That's bullshit.
I don't know.
I did his room in Somerville, and I plugged it because I like when I work local. You know, that's why I like doing the Stress Factory, because it's local and a lot of people.
God forbid my friends get wind of this. Jesus. If I go there and show up and it's like, Fanny! Woo! I'm going to literally die. I can't do it.
It's going to be mobbed with Hillsborough people.
No. They would have already texted me.
What, are you kidding me?
They're not planning.
Well, when I see them at the bus stop, I'm going to ask them if they're going.
No. Don't. I can't. You know, I'm like, yeah, I was thinking the other day, you know, most people, like, they're like one way at work, you know, they're like buttoned up and normal. And then at home, they're like, woo, drinking. And they don't want people at work to know what they're like at home. I'm like the opposite. It's like, I don't want my, like, my neighbors and stuff to know what I'm like at work.
Because you're dirty.
I'm too dirty and first I don't think they'd like me. I don't think they'd get me. I think they'd like it to be like, you know, like women do this, men do that.
If it was physical, if they could vision what you do, you're basically showing your pussy to the audience.
Like you're like a penthouse.
Like
they think I'm just a fucking run of the mill stripper, but they don't understand it's art what I'm doing.
you're basically.
They just see the dirty. They don't see the art.
You're a verbal porn star, in their eyes, right?
I mean, I'm not that dirty.
But then when they see, then they're scared to have you around their husbands and stuff, because all they remember is what you said on stage about how you like cock all over you. You didn't say that, but that's what they're seeing in their head.
Why? What jokes are they seeing? It's more like I'm saying, like, you know,
I'm exaggerating.
It's like about, like,
clarify,
like fucking animals, and, you know, I'm doing jokes about, like, whatever. That's the kind of shit that they're like.
You don't do any more animal fucking jokes.
I have a really good animal fucking joke.
Can you talk up, please? Quit.
I have a really good animal fucking joke. I mean, even if they heard this podcast, I would be completely mortified.
Well, I'm going to put
a poster.
If
they heard the radio show, I would be completely mortified. I mean, so many things that I do are completely mortifying. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how I fucking...
You're a mortifier, right?
Yeah.
Well, when I work local, I want my friends to come see me.
Yeah, but also it's different. It's like the people that you like,
that
people like
with.
You. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. First of all, I could be completely wrong. I go through life thinking everyone's going to hate me, but I do have some evidence to back that up. Okay, yeah, it's not like I'm coming at that like completely. What's this on the table?
Your finger.
Some white shit. And then, and also, it's like, you know, it's it would be one thing if my comedy was like easier in terms of like I was thinking about last night, like what if fucking people from my hometown came? I wouldn't even be able to just be like, I wouldn't even be able to just be funny talking about the town. I can't do that. I wouldn't be, I'd have to just fucking put it down and then they'd hate me. Do you know what I mean?
They love their town.
I don't know. It's like you could put stuff down and people still like you. They think it's funny. It's like, but if I do it, it's like, it seems like I think I'm better than everyone.
You do come off like a prima donna.
A prima donna? I don't know if you know what a prima donna is.
Someone who thinks you're better.
No, someone who's... No.
Yes.
Okay, but a prima donna is like, I'm not a prima donna.
What's a prima donna? A prima donna.
Somebody who's, I don't know, look it up.
It's someone who thinks...
Okay, but prima. Also that they're like, ooh, like they're dressed nice and they don't want to get their hair wet and like that sort of thing. I don't give a shit about that stuff.
All right. I have to clear up this thing with this. Two podcasts ago, when we dedicated a podcast to some lady, I have to try to figure
out.
Why
are you obsessed with this? Every single day, you're like, is this a girl? I don't understand. Why didn't that girl get back to us? We dedicated a podcast to her.
No, she did. Okay, here's the thing.
Then you're like, who is she? I don't understand it. Why is she... I don't. Why are you obsessed with
it? I'm not obsessed. I like to get to the bottom of things. That's all.
Who gives a shit? It's some fucking dude who put a girl on his picture... And then he fucking got like 87 million, he followed 87 million people. And then
how does somebody get 14,000 followers if they're not an entertainer?
They buy them. Okay. One, bought them. Or two, they do this like weird follow back thing. So you look, how many people are they following?
I don't know.
Like a million. And then, you know,
yeah, like
14,000 follow back. I don't know. I do not spend time worrying about.
I'm not worried about it. I like to know.
Some fucking 80-year-old dude who put a picture on his thing to like fuck with you.
You think it's a guy?
I don't know. I don't know who it is. I don't pretend to know who
it
is.
I thought it was an
are.
Old lady. Not old, you know, 40s. Then said, hey, I love your podcast, da, 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 can you mention my name? So we mentioned their name.
That email was from a fucking somebody born in 1962, because there's no fucking way that girl on the picture is that girl.
Yeah,
because
that girl on the picture would be talking like that girl on the picture.
Right, not like,
first of all, I would just like to say that this podcast is really moving to me.
What I'm trying to say is the girl in the picture is very attractive, except with purple hair, right?
With purple hair. I wouldn't even say except.
Yeah. With
I would say...
Very attractive.
And also has purple hair.
And very attractive.
And is cross-eyed in the picture.
And still good-looking.
Still very good-looking.
Very good-looking. Cross-eyed with purple hair and good-looking.
Cross-eyed?
Cross-eyed. Cross-eyed with purple hair. So you're going, is that person the one who's writing to us?
No.
No. So where did that picture come from? Who is that picture?
I don't care, fucking.
Who is that person? Who is the person behind that picture?
Twitter detective Rich Voss.
Who is the person?
Getting to the bottom of... don't try to fuck with him with a picture that's not your own. He'll get to the bottom of it.
I will
find
get to the
out who you are. Why you have so many followers.
Yes. Who is behind that picture? Who?
Google her name.
How do you get...
Get the email and Google her name.
How do you get 13,000? I would like 13 extra thousand followers if I...
Buy them.
I would never buy them. That's
well,
cheating.
Julia would.
Do you think other people buy them? Other comics?
Yes.
How much do they cost? Huh? What do they cost?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
So then who would buy it? Like, what comics would buy followers?
I don't know, but it probably helps. Probably helps. Look at you. Oh, if that chick had her actual 7 followers that she actually has, would you be giving this a second thought?
No, she has 13,000, and it's a good-looking girl.
It's fucking $600 well spent.
Because I'm thinking to myself, there's no comics besides, like, you and a handful that are that good looking that are comics.
You don't have to include me.
That I would know. But then again, there's a lot of new comics out of Brooklyn and places that I don't know.
As I get older, I don't even know how to tell if somebody's attractive anymore. I just see youth and think that they're extremely hot. I see that skin, that ping, and I'm like, oh, jeez. Even a fat one, I'll be like, oh, boy. She's not.
Even the fat one?
Yes.
Yeah, like where are all these? Like when I was young, there wasn't any really hot comics. Who was a good looking comic back in the day? Felicia Michaels.
I think they all were. We just were young, so we were more picky.
There was like
we were more picky. The older people all thought we were all. I think older people think everyone under a certain age is hot.
There was a couple good looking comics: Felicia Michaels, Jan Karam, Sarah. You, who else?
I don't think I'm.
Yeah, probably back then. You probably weren't good looking until you got older.
Right? I'm not saying that. I'm saying I was in the younger generation.
But how come? You mentioned. How come? Like I was a mess back in the day, but yeah. Girls loved me.
Yeah, but because girls like you. I always say this: you have more confidence than your appearance suggests that you should have. That's confusing to women, which confusing is almost as good as attractiveness. So that's why girls go for bad boys and stuff. It's like, ooh, you had a mystery about you. Maybe we thought he can't have that much confidence for the way he looks. He must have a big dick. That's probably what it is. Psychologically,
I didn't
thinking.
Have a big dick. I had an average dick.
You have a nice dick.
Is it nice, or are you just saying that because I'm your husband?
Well, I would, even if you didn't, I would say it because you're my husband. But yeah. You do have a nice dick.
Hard.
But I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about your dick, you weirdo. I see you lighting up over there.
Remember when you were on Stern and years ago, and you go, he has a big dick, and Artie Lang goes, yeah, I heard that. Like, and I don't, like, not compared to, you know, real dicks. It's okay when it's hard, but...
Hey, Weasley Woo, you're getting all worked up over... Jesus.
All's I know.
And also, like, you know, what... Like, if a girl's vagina... Like, if people walked around, I bet she's got a tight vagina. I would just go, I have a tight vagina. I wouldn't sit around and be like, I mean, you know, there's girls that have real tight vaginas. I don't have a real, real tight... I'll be like, who cares? No other girl is ever going to see your dick. So you might as well just walk around and say you have a big dick.
No, first of all, tight vagina is not what guys say. They go,
know they don't.
They go,
I'm saying
a nice
if they
ass,
did.
Nice ass or nice breast.
I'm saying if they did, if it was something that, you know, you couldn't quantify just by looking at the outward appearance, then I would just say it. Who cares? You're sitting around acting like somebody's going to walk in any minute. Excuse me, they said I'm official dick measurer, and you claim to have a big dick.
Well, here's
no one's ever gonna know. You're not out fucking girls anymore.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think.
No, I don't. Here's the thing.
Or dudes, I don't know.
Let's put that aside. Here's the thing.
If I find out after you die that you fucked a bunch of dudes,
I would never fuck a guy in my whole life. I swear
they
to
fuck
God,
you. Right?
Never. That would be the most painful, disgusting thing on the planet.
Rich.
That's gay. I'm telling you.
Rich.
I had my doctor.
Don't fart while you're talking about a dick going in your ass, please. That's like, if anything is giving consent, it's that.
The other night in the hotel, my penis was real nice, so I took a picture of it. I was going to post it on Twitter, but that would be crazy.
What is wrong with you?
I was bored.
You listen, couple rules. There's not a lot of rules with Twitter, okay? Couple rules.
What?
Figure out who said what before you block them. That's one rule. You never know. Sometimes people are sticking up for you, but you don't read the whole thread. You just think you see your name in there and block.
I've blocked a lot of people in my day.
Number two. Yes. See? This Julia chick never blocked anyone ever.
I just like to know what
you
the story
behind. You probably blocked 13,000 people.
I want to find the story behind Julie. Do you think she's just sitting home as a person, just doing all internet stuff?
You know what? I don't know.
Do
I don't
care?
Not at all. Number two.
I bought grits. Go ahead.
Don't put pictures of your daughter on Twitter.
I put one picture.
Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
people do it all the time.
I'm asking you.
All right.
I'm asking you. Don't do it.
Oh, I could put my older daughters, but not my youngest.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 8. Just don't
it was
do
a,
it.
It was a beautiful, it was a nice picture and a nice thing.
Enjoy it for yourself. There's things, you guess what?
I don't what?
Hey, look at that picture when you're on the plane.
Well, you put your daughter on the radio. Don't put your daughter on the radio.
It's a completely different thing. It's a completely different thing.
You're right, it's a different thing. I didn't say it was the same thing.
Look,
but
I don't care if you understand it or not. I'm asking you not to. Is that going to be, is that a deal breaker? Do we need to get a fucking divorce lawyer or mediator in here?
A divorce lawyer? Now you're talking about divorce over a picture?
I'm asking you, can you do it?
Yes.
Can you not put your daughter on Twitter?
Yes.
Thank you. That's it. End of discussion.
Oh.
That's all you had to do. You didn't have to fight me to the death on it.
Can you not teach your daughter to take a cucumber and go, look, I have a penis? Can you teach your daughter not to do that?
Huh? Oh, this is so you, Rich.
I'm just asking.
If somebody has a little issue with you, oh boy, you come back at them. Find something.
You're right. Oh, so, I mean, I'm just saying.
It's funny when she does that.
Oh, that's funny? To run around with a cucumber? Look.
Yeah.
Or when she goes to you the other night, are you and daddy going to have S to the X?
Yeah, I didn't teach her that. I don't know where she got that. She's got that off TV or something.
S to the X?
Yes.
I mean, you can have 6? Oh, so what are the other rules? That's only 2 rules.
Don't put pictures of your dick.
That's the second rule.
That's the third rule. No. Oh, really? You're going to call your daughter a dick?
No, you said that
already.
I said,
don't block people unless you've read the whole thread.
Oh.
Number 2, don't put pictures of your daughter on Twitter. Number 3, don't put pictures of your dick on Twitter. That's it. That's all the rules.
They can't prove it's mine, but they can't prove it's mine. There's no tattoo on it.
Why don't you just Google a fucking huge dick then and put it on there and say, look at my dick.
That's cheating. Okay, that's fraud.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what people do.
That's how weird you are, though. You're like, you're so weird.
Why am I weird? Because I like to be truthful. I'm truthful. I don't like to deceive and deceive.
It's just such flip-flopping in your brain. Just boom, boom. Doesn't it hurt? Isn't it hard to constantly...
Isn't it hard to worry about other people's brain and not
yes.
worry about yours?
Yo, you know what's fucking shitty that I have to worry about? They're going to choke on your gum in the night, okay? You fall asleep with your glasses on and your phone in your hand and your Nicorette gum in your mouth.
I know, I got to stop. I agree with you on that.
And the other day you were laying on the couch and... almost choked to death on your gum while Raina was standing there watching you. Mom, he's choking on his gum. I said, let him die. Say goodbye. No, but it's awful. And then I can't sleep because every time I say to you, please take your gum out of your mouth and whatever, you get mad at me. You're like, no, I'm not going to sleep yet, but you've just been snoring for 10 full minutes. For a full 10 minutes.
So either way, you could have said 10 full minutes or full 10 minutes. Either way was right.
Why?
You didn't have to correct yourself.
Why?
Why do you have to try to be so perfect? Is that your problem? That's one of your problems in life.
I don't have any perfectionism whatsoever.
You expect too much out of yourself. And...
I just want to be able to sleep at night, and I can't sleep. I'm constantly being woken up by your snoring.
I'm moving. I'm going to get a one bedroom place. I'm going to buy a one bedroom place in this building.
Okay.
All right, and then you can come visit me, and I can visit you. But you have to call before you come. You can't just come unannounced.
There's no way. You'd be down here all the time. What are you doing?
No, you'd be at my place. I'll fix my place up nice. Nice and hang the pictures that I want up.
Go ahead.
The pictures of...
dump.
What's that?
Nothing.
This place is a dump?
Yeah.
How's it a dump? It's beautiful. People come here and they see...
Really? My neighbors are like this. Oh.
What do you mean? Because they have the same Italian furniture that they all, you know, with their stupid glass.
One lady was like, oh, blue curtains. Oh.
What's wrong with blue curtains?
I don't know. Because it's like, it's like a our hodgepodge. Pictures,
it's what?
It's a hodgepodge.
What, because it doesn't match? Everything doesn't match? The only thing wrong with this place is the table in front of the couch. It's too big. We have to get rid of that. That's it. The rug that you decided to put down, the furniture you like, those pictures hanging up are the coolest anybody
it's
has.
Weird. It's like, it's such a like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't care really about the decor, but I'm getting tired of like, just, you know.
You need a change.
I know all the flaws. I see all the flaws.
All the flaws?
Mm-hmm.
You're very depressing. See that? You know what you're saying?
I'm depressed lately. I think this week is, I'm so tired all the time. Maybe I'm depressed or something. Going through a period.
Medieval? What period do you think you're going through?
My last one.
Industrial? Remember when you didn't have your period for a while and then boom, it starts coming like every other week? Like you're fucking... Don't give me the finger. You're the one who brought up your period. I didn't bring it up. All we have to do to change this place... Do you like the kitchen? All right, I'm only kidding. Do you like the kitchen? All right. All right, I'm sorry. No, because you're going to yell at me. I'm sorry. I was joking.
I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not sorry.
Testing. We had a complete little glitch in this. So if this is picking up where, like, it doesn't make sense because I screwed up on it. But it's only probably like a minute of screw up. That's all. So we're back. I don't know where we left off on the screw up, but I screwed up. But now we're at 25 minutes. So it was going smoothly, and I hit a wrong button because we wanted to get coffee. And there you go. So we're back. Now, what can we discuss? Bonnie this week is doing a week at the Creek. She only does clubs where you can rhyme what she's doing.
Like, well, the other place is called, this is called the Creek in the Cave. And then the other one on Friday is something with cave.
The one Friday at Neshanic, the local thing that you're doing? The one by our house?
I think it is. Somebody tweeted me that. So what's with you in caves?
And then this week I'm in Rochester. So.
Creek in the Cave is in Long Island. Please just go. Why do people fucking don't go sometimes? You know what I mean? Well,
I don't know. Maybe they have families.
Just go. It's only $5. Adrian, your favorite comedian in the world is... Adrian Iapucci.
My favorite comedian?
We're going to have problems tonight because we have to say her last name. She's on a radio show.
Yeah.
Neither one of us can pronounce her last name.
Appalucci.
Oh, Adrian Appalucci. Well, she's going to be doing 10 minutes before me every night, and then I'm going to do the rest.
I mean, the thing is...
A little time for myself, and...
She's very funny.
She's very
funny.
She's
one of my favorite comics.
And
put two broads on one show. You manage to get a, you got to find a guy to mix it up.
It's neither one of us is broad like. You know what true. I mean?
That's true.
It's not like girl humor, whatever. I mean, it is, but it's not like directed only at females. Anyway, it's $5. If you like good joke writing, go.
I don't think it's about the money. I think it's about convenience. Why people go or don't go. Okay, to anywhere.
Yeah, but if you, like, you just, it's just a fucking simple train.
Yeah, but sometimes you're in fucking, on the road, and they even give free passes, and people don't go. So it's not about, it's, you know, it's about.
Well, look.
You gotta entice.
If you're one person, and you don't think you can make a difference, this is the one time you can make a difference.
What can you do?
You can fucking go.
Are you gonna show one of your breasts?
No, but I'm working out my hour special, so they'll be the first ones. Then they'll watch it on TV and they'll be like, oh my God, this bit's a little different than when I saw her working it out. You know what I mean? Like, you get to see it in action.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to call my special. Bonnie McFarlane, in action.
Is that what you're going to call it?
No.
Okay. If my special isn't sold quickly, there's going to be a fucking problem. All right?
What's the problem? I got to just get this off the table.
It's getting old. You do it after, please. Mrs. Obsessive Compulsive. You hate the furniture here anyhow, so what do you care if there's a little thing on the table? On the table you hate. And you don't like this table? You're saying you don't like this table.
Look at it.
I know. It's old, but you could pull it and it gets bigger. It's like a penis. When you pull it, our table gets bigger.
A lot of penis jokes today.
I know. This is all about the penis. We have a beautiful china cabinet that has beautiful things
Nobody
in it.
Nobody cares about this shit.
I just want to tell you what Bonnie did. It's a beautiful china cabinet. It has dishes and vases and candle holders.
We don't have anything beautiful. We don't have anything beautiful. So don't act like this fucking glass shit in here is
You don't
anything.
Think those candlestick holders up top in the middle are beautiful?
No. They're like fine. They're like okay. They're like $10 each at some fucking Macy's. I mean, it's like,
look at that dish on the bottom, that candy dish. You don't think that's beautiful, the way that glass is cut, the way that looks?
I think that we got for our wedding, didn't we?
I don't know.
No, nothing's... We don't have anything amazing.
Well, I'm saying...
And so you're upset because there's like a fucking clay pot in there.
Bonnie put a clay pot in all of her pickle jars. And so, she put her fucking pickle jars in our china cabinet that blocks two other candles.
We don't have
candles.
Any china!
That blocks two other nice candlesticks. Like, if you look in our china cabinet...
So go ahead and fucking change it. You're allowed to go...
I don't know what to do with all your pickle jars.
I don't either.
This
That's
isn't
why I put
a farm. This isn't a farm.
You know, you're like... You put them down there. Like, walking around, like, pointing, and this shouldn't be here, this shouldn't be there. It's like you're fully allowed to clean, change things around if you like... Fully allowed.
What are we going to do? We have a brand
new... If given the opportunity, I'd throw that thing in the trash tomorrow.
What thing? That cabinet?
That thing over by the couch is
That's
awful.
An antique cabinet from my grandmother's fucking house. Are you crazy?
I'm sorry that your grandmother had bad taste.
Are you kidding me?
Do
you
not have,
people would love that in their place. I'll take a picture of it and post it up, and we'll vote. Would you
love... Also, let's what? Stop doing that.
What?
Putting pictures of her. Let's just stop the podcast. Stop Twitter. I'm going to go back to the farm and I'm going to just like plant some carrots.
I don't like Twitter.
Green beans.
I'm getting tired of Twitter. It's too late to
There's
get on.
There's other things.
It's too late to get on Instagram.
You like pictures? Go on Instagram.
It's too late.
It's not. Do some Snapchat. You like that other thing?
Periscope. I like Periscope. But then, you know, people, they always, when you're doing stuff, they're so negative. Like, I was taking my daughter on a bike ride, and we were doing Periscope on our bike
Brother,
ride.
Brother, is nothing sacred to you? Is there any memory you can just have?
A bike ride isn't sacred. Okay?
I think, vote for Bonnie. No, I was at the Halloween parade at the school, which... Is the dumbest thing in the fucking
I've been
planet.
Going to them since my daughters were kids.
It
I
is.
Used to go
it's
every fucking
the
year.
Fucking stupidest thing in the world. Parents take time off work to go to the shit. You just saw your kid at home. Okay.
Wait, you went too. So
I went too. I went 2 years in a row. And every time I go, what the fuck am I doing? Because if you don't go, you're a bad parent, whatever. But the truth is that all you do is look at your own kid.
No.
You look kids, at your own kid.
See, they want you to go because the kids want you to be proud of them as they're in the parade. That's all you're going for.
Proud of them. Maybe yes. Maybe in the back in the day when people made their own costumes. But guess what? They're all just costumes purchased at the fucking Halloween store or from Amazon. That's all it is. There's not one costume in there that's like...
I used to make my own costumes all the time.
That's what people used to do. There was a creative element to Halloween. And now... or maybe we were poor. I don't know which one it was. But now it's just like you fucking order a $25 costume, you throw it on. Rainy didn't have one, not even a bit of makeup or anything that was like her own creative take on it. It was just a koala bear. Just zip, zip. I'm a koala bear. It's like, well, who gives a shit? I'm supposed to go to a fucking parade and applaud the parents buying you your dumb costume? It's stupid. And then these parents are out of their fucking minds. I think if at school events they should ban cell phones and iPads, because these parents get in there and they're right up in there. They elbow you out of the way. It's like, are you really gonna watch any of this? You're fucking filming the entire fucking parade. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Like, really? I want to come over in 2 years and fucking ask you how many times you watched that video, you fucking asshole.
Can't you call them on the phone and ask them?
No.
You want to go to their house to ask them?
Because in case they're on the phone watching it, you know, I don't want to interrupt.
You want to come over in 2 years?
Knock, knock, knock.
How many times
do you look at that fucking video you elbowed me out of the way for? But also, it's like, oh, I'm getting, like, just use your, like, experience the moment. How about that? You don't need to. So what in 10 years you don't remember the third year? Oh, I can't remember. What was my daughter that third year? Who gives a shit? You don't need to know every year what your daughter was for Halloween.
I have old Halloween costume saves from my kids.
You're downstairs. Better than everyone. And I think we know that. Them. No matter what you say, it's going to trump everything. Yeah, you're...
I'm not saying I'm better. I save them downstairs and I could take them out and go, remember when you were this? Remember when you were that?
Mm-hmm.
I saved them. That's all.
Yeah. Well, that's better, at least, than
I didn't say it was better than anybody. I just
the fucking dumb videos. These parents and their fucking pictures and videos. It drives me fucking bonkers.
Let me tell you something.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go there next year, and I'm going to bring a camera crew, and I'm going to set it up, and I'm going to be like, "What? I'm filming my daughter. Excuse me, out of the way. I'm filming my daughter." You know, what is it, honestly, what's the difference?
I dare you to bring a camera crew next year.
They would love it because they're fucking assholes. Like, what are you filming? Can I get on? Can I put my daughter on there?
What were some of your costumes growing up?
I don't know. I remember I was like I was a Chinaman once.
Really?
Yes. No red flags for anybody. It was totally fine. like a rice paddy.
Get out of here,
like
real.
One of those hats like that. And the Nero collar shirt.
You were a Chinaman?
Yeah. We went to a secondhand store and bought the little jacket.
I've told you this costume I was. I took black pants and a black shirt and a black mask. And I, with white paint, put math problems and different.
Oh, you were a chalkboard.
Yes, and I taped erasers and fucking chalk on my stomach.
Now if people saw you walking down, they'd be like,
That's a you don't think that's
I'm just telling you, any homemade costume gets a, like, a little bit of a, like, a wide berth. People make room for them.
And one year
that kid is going to shoot up a school one day.
And yeah, one year I put a plaid pants on, a plaid shirt, and I painted my arms, had my arms painted plaid and my face painted plaid. And I was a plaid stamp. Back in the day at supermarkets, they would give you these stamps. They were S&H Green stamps. You would put them in a book. And when you filled up all these books, you get free gifts or whatever. And then they had plaid stamps. There were two different stamps they'd give you at the supermarket.
Oh, my God. You basically...
I was a plaid stamp. And I looked like a plaid.
You basically dressed up as a food stamp. That's like says a lot about you.
Not a food stamp. It was.
I know, but you got it. The only reason you know about plaid stamps is because you got a free gift at the end of it.
Well, every parent used to collect S&H Green stamps or plaid stamps. Okay, it depends what supermarket you went to, and you would have parents would have books and books and books of green stamps, and they'd fill them out, and then I don't know
why.
What they, because they would get gifts or free food or whatever the fuck.
That was like the early form of the fucking loyalty card or something?
Basically, yeah, green stamps and plaid stamps. Old people remember that. I used to have to get, when I went to school because we didn't have money, poor kids got lunch tickets.
You didn't have enough money to have lunch?
My mother got us lunch tickets where we get free lunch. But you would always try to hide your lunch ticket under the tray and then hand it to the lady so no one see, because you didn't want people to know that you were on fucking lunch
tickets.
Well,
they have a table at Raina School, free food, but they encourage everyone to take the free food because they don't want it to look like just the poor kids are getting it. So Raina always gets stuff from the free table. I go, well, isn't it for the poor kids? She goes, they want everyone to get it. So it doesn't look like.
What's the free food?
Like apples, chocolate milk. I don't know what else on that.
Can we get stuff if we went there?
We went there. We could just go and get something.
During lunchtime, can we get some free food?
So that the poor kids don't feel bad when they go up and there's oh, look, Raina's getting something. She what looks like a poor kid.
What time they have lunch? We'll go by there. Get some free food. Yeah, I used to have lunch tickets. I used to hide them.
Yeah, you told us that.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
You can look up S&H green stamps.
No, thanks.
After we're done. Like, or plaid stamps. No. But I was a plaid stamp for Halloween. I was a fucking great costume.
Did your parents go to some parade at your fucking school?
I didn't wear it to school. I wore it to a Halloween party when I was older. When I was in school, we didn't wear our costumes to school, I don't think, back then.
We did, but we didn't.
I don't remember. I don't think we did.
We brought our costumes in a bag after lunch. We would go put our costumes on.
I remember one year I was blackface, but it wasn't during Halloween. I just went to school that way.
No, you didn't. Why are you lying?
People did that.
No, they didn't.
As costumes for Halloween.
You're lying.
For Halloween.
No.
Yeah, but you don't think people did blackface back then?
No.
If you were a Chinaman, why wouldn't people be?
I don't know, because I was in Canada and we're nowhere near the Pacific Rim. I don't know why it was fine.
All I know is when I was on stage this weekend.
Every year we were allowed to pick. I don't even know why I was like, I'll be a Chinaman. Why did I pick that? I think it was like third grade, maybe Raina's age.
All I know is when I was in Vancouver working this weekend, the front row. Or
I was a drunk once, too. No one said I couldn't be that. I literally had a bottle of rum in my hand.
There were four people up front.
I was like a hobo, like a drunken homeless person. I was really inappropriate. And I was Santa Claus once. That was okay.
There was four people in the front row, and I kept saying, are you from China? Or they go, no, we're not Chinese. I go, yes, you are. They go, we're First Nation. Let me tell you, in Canada, you can't tell the difference between people that are Indian and people that are Chinese. They look First Nations. Like Apache or Sioux. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, there's a lot of Indian in Canada. I think we chased them out of here and they went to Canada. They got a raw deal here. And
what?
The Indian people, First Nation. There's a lot in Canada. A lot of Native, well, they're not Native Americans. I guess they're...
They're First Nations,
First
that's what
Nation.
They call. Or
that's
Aborigines.
What I just fucking been telling you for the last 5 fucking minutes, Mrs.
I know, but
Dayton.
Then why, I'm just saying, you just said, oh, they're not, I'm all helping you.
How are you helping me?
What but I don't understand why you think they started in America. Do you think, like, there was, like, when the Indians were here, there was, like, a line? They were like, oh, that's Canada. You don't want to go there. That's a socialist, that's going to be a socialist country over there. No, this was a fucking North America.
They just elected their first liberal prime minister, Trudeau's son or grandson or someone that was...
It's his son.
His son. Did you know he's the new prime mm-hmm. minister? Did you know?
Yeah, and he's not the first liberal.
In 8 years.
Oh, okay. Maybe in a while. In 8 years, that's like that's like 2 terms.
Or maybe 12.
It's like
years.
Saying like, oh, there hasn't been a conservative in the U.S. in 8 years. Well, that seems about right. That sounds actually about right. That's how it works. Yeah.
All right. We'll do 3 more minutes. 45 minutes. That's what we'll do. Because this is...
What do you call it when a sitting president is... Doesn't make the...
Doesn't what?
Make the second term.
Loser.
There's a word for it.
No.
Yeah.
Out. You're out.
Do you know there's a war on Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Who gives a fuck what cups look like at Starbucks? Are you that fucking... First of all, Starbucks is fucked up for...
But also, why? Like, why does... I don't get why Christians think everyone has to be Christian. And also, if you look around...
Well, they're both wrong.
But look around. Look around. The Christmas, all the Christmas decorations are already in the stores. How could there be a war on Christmas? Or are they mad about the consumerism? Because if they're mad about consumerism, then I kind of get it.
What?
I guess I don't understand fully.
Well, Starbucks.
But I don't need to see a baby Jesus around or anything. I mean, well, I don't understand why Christians think like their religion is more important than everybody else's.
Well, they're both wrong. Starbucks for buckling to their political correctness.
Who? How did they?
By taking decorations off their cups because they think they would offend other people.
No, that's not necessarily why.
Yeah, I guarantee. Why do you think they would take it off?
They weren't even Christmas decorations. They were just winter decorations. It was like a
leaves or whatever.
It was probably more expensive. Probably a red cup was cheaper. I mean, think about it.
Whatever. But the mindset is we can't offend anybody, so we have to be neutral. That's what all businesses are. We have to be neutral.
Yeah, but you know what? If you had a business, you would do that too. You know, even in our business as comedians,
we're not good comedians go for who their audience. They do what they want, and that's creativity.
People apologize, people bow down, you know. It's not if you have a company, okay, and you have fucking you know, a board. What do you call it? I don't have the right words.
You have
to answer to certain people.
Stockholders.
Thank you. Then, you're gonna fucking do shit that's not gonna, you know, upset people. You're gonna take the road of least something.
Yeah, I
I'm not gonna
that.
Give this a TED talk on this, so I don't. I'm really inarticulate about it, but
I agree. If you have a company. You try to what do you call it? Appeal to the masses. That's what you try to do.
And the masses are the problem. It's not the fucking individual companies that are the problem. The individual companies are not good people to ever in the history of the world. They're selling their product. That's all they fucking care about, bottom line.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not them, it's the fucking public. They're the problem always. They're always the problem. For anything. So they say it's just like women's issues. It's just like women's issues that are like, well, these magazines and they like the blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I guarantee you it's not men that are buying those fucking magazines. It's women. So, you know, instead of getting mad at the fucking magazines, why don't you fucking get mad at the women buying them? It's like it's like everything. You know, they want this, they want that. It's like nobody would do anything if people didn't want it. I guarantee you, if fat people sold clothes, there'd be every magazine would have fat people in them. That's how it works.
No, I get. I know business, but the companies are as bad as people because the people are upset. The companies go, "Oh, we're going to boycott that. We're not going to advertise there. We're not going to do this." So they're fucking. They don't. They just go with the fucking. You know, whichever way the wind blows, they never have a stance on anything. You know. So,
you don't expect a corporation to be a fucking good, have a moral center. They're doing whatever the public wants them to do.
So if you don't like it, don't
go to Starbucks.
Well, no, you do expect them to have a moral center.
Christians are saying don't go to Starbucks because there's a war on Christmas and they're part of it. And you're saying don't go to Starbucks because they buckled under the pressure of the Christians.
But you're saying you don't have a stance against morality with companies, but then you get mad when Walmart doesn't give health insurance to their employees or they have to buy their own uniforms. You're outraged about that. Well, they're finding a way to make money, you know, so you're saying they're okay with that. So where do you draw the line on morality?
I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm saying that's what you don't expect companies to do something good. They're going to just do whatever they got to do.
Well, then don't be outraged when airlines make the seats this skinny or...
I am outraged. I'm allowed to be outraged. What are you talking about? Of course you're allowed to be outraged.
But that's just them being corporations, making money. You got to expect that. That's what you're saying.
So then you don't use those companies, I guess.
If they're all doing it, you have to be outraged.
Well, maybe I'm saying is like, don't, you know...
When do you pick and choose to be outraged against a company? So you're saying...
No, I'm saying you can be outraged, but...
Look.
You know...
If all the Christians are saying Starbucks is against this, that's their outrage, whether it's right or wrong. Okay, that's like you saying, well, all the
but they're
passengers,
outraged because they took fucking.
But that's like saying all the passengers on United are outraged because they can't
well, the
put luggage here.
It's a different situation because we fucking bailed them out, those fucking assholes, and then they fucking you know, they give us nothing in return
for
us fucking bailing them out. And then they didn't
bailed
pay
out
us
car
back.
Companies. They paid back the loans. The car companies paid back the loans with interest. When we bailed out the car companies, they paid back the loans with interest. We didn't give them free money. They had to pay it back. And yeah, we did bail them out. No other business. We don't bail out. You know,
yeah, because they have us over a barrel because there's
because they hire so many employees, and it would if GM went under, it could help to destroy this fucking economy. If fucking Bank of America went under, then this economy would fall apart because there's so much money involved with Bank of America, with mortgages, with loans, that we can't let them go under. Okay, same with the airlines. But when the airlines were regulated, everybody was all pissed off that we regulated the airlines, which I think they should be regulated because they are out of control. And they are out of control. And I hate when government takes over and when it's a government state. But who's going to put a cap on these fucking airlines and their prices? Because when one raises their price, $700 round trip to, say, Seattle, then they go, well, United's getting it, so we'll do it too. You know, we'll
and then they charge
it.
You for, you know, it's, but the thing is like they charge you for the bags, they charge you for everything. But it's like, you, if you're a loyalty customer with this company and you only fly this company, then we won't charge you for your bags. But then you book on United and then suddenly you're now flying Air Canada and they do charge you for your bags. Yes. It's like you can't fucking win with these fucking cunts.
You're right. And nobody wants government in your life, but sometimes.
And then when you get mad, people get all like,
and everybody now.
Because they're pissed because everybody's pissed. Everybody who fucking walks into an airport is pissed.
The whole fucking world is gold or platinum frequent flyers because of their credit cards. They fly twice a year, but they do everything on their credit cards for miles. So you're a person who flies two or three times a month. You get pushed back because some jackass is paying his mortgage with his credit card and getting fucking miles with it.
Right.
So that also shouldn't be allowed. Huh? You could pay everything with your credit card if you have one of those.
Mortgage.
Yeah. If you have your, that, what's your credit card with the United?
Yes.
If you paid your mortgage with that, you're getting points. You're getting fucking points. So, you know, it's not even the frequent flyers or the flyers that fly all the time. They don't give a fuck. It's who's ever spending the most money with that on credit card or with that company. So where's the loyalty towards your, you know, your frequent flyer? You
well,
know,
no,
so
but I mean, also, you've been for what, 20 years?
Yes, I've been from People's Express to Continental.
Okay, but I've seen them fucking treat you like shit.
Yeah, they treat me like fuck. And I almost have, you know, a million miles. And, you know, yeah, they don't
And
give
sometimes,
a fuck.
Like, if you accidentally go up in the wrong time, they'll, like, yell at you.
It's if like, you do what?
Like, so I've seen them before where somebody's, like, gone up. Like, it's like, okay, you know, you're boarding group one or two or three. And I've seen, like, you know, people don't know what's going on sometimes. They don't know the language maybe or whatever. I've seen them go up to, like, put their, you know, get on the plane and they're like, we are not at three. Stand to the side. It's like, why are you talking to people like that?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, are you kidding me? And also, like, they don't realize, like, every airline operates a little differently. That's, like, my problem with hotels, too. They act like you're the one who's an idiot. But it's like, no, but you're the one who only knows your company. Like, I'm the one who knows all the different companies. So, yes, things work a little differently, different places. They get mad if you, like, no, that's not how we do it. It's like, well, that's how they do it over on American Airlines. Like, sorry.
I hate them. I hate them all.
But it's, I don't understand. Like, one lady, I go, she was like so mean to this guy in front of me. And I go to her, I go, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. When it came to me, she goes, I'm not having a bad day. Like, she was so angry. I was like, oh my God.
Did they're fucking cunts. They are.
But I think it's because people are mad. They're spending so much money. It's just like this fucking cycle where everybody's like a little angry. There's constant delays.
Newark is the worst airport.
No, it's not. Have you ever been to LaGuardia?
New York areas. You go on the road and they're so much nicer in places. It's this fucking area with the hostile people that don't want.
But I think it's like it's a cycle of like, you know, where people come into the airport, they're pissed. They're mad that their flight. Those people that work there are always dealing with angry customers. Then they're angry. So then they fucking are mean to people that are nice, and then those people become mean, and it just becomes back and forth. This like horrible cycle. But I just think like what happened to like the flight attendants act like they're transporting criminals or something. It's like sit down, put your chair up.
They think they're prison guards.
Yes, it's like calm the fuck down.
And if you say anything,
they'll like. One time I had it on airplane mode, and she was like, "You need to turn your phone off." I go, "It's on airplane mode." She goes, "You need to turn it off." I go, get the. She goes, "The pilot can't take off unless your phone is off." I go, "Well, get him out here. Get him out here to tell me to turn my phone off." She's like, "Oh." It's like, really? You're going to kick me off because my phone's on airplane mode?
I had one guy who was yelling at all these kids about putting their luggage up. Remember? He's yelling at all of them. I go, why don't you help them?
Yeah.
What'd you say? I go, why don't you help them?
I know. They're awful.
They're awful.
But I think they don't get paid very much.
Well, they didn't get,
I don't think it's a
school.
Glamorous fucking job.
It's not at all. It's a horrible job. It's a horrible job.
It's like they're tired. They don't.
Good.
You know, if you ever seen on like a 60 Minutes or something where they show like what pilots actually like, you think.
No, they get shit money too.
They get shit money. They don't even get a place to sleep. They have to pay for their own. So they're using up all their money to get a hotel.
No,
wherever.
They get flop houses or something.
No, they get flop houses. That's what I'm saying. It's like. You see these people going into hotels, like when you're traveling all the airlines. That's like a big airline. I mean, that's like a big flight. It's doing that. It's not the like, you know, the guy who's flown 8 trips to Minnesota in one day. I'm just saying it's on both sides of it. It's like,
well, what I'm saying,
the airlines are making fucking money hand over fist. They're not giving it to the employees, and they're certainly not giving it back to the customers.
You're a specialist on this, aren't
you? So, everybody's angry except for the fucking guy sitting at the top.
How do you know it's a guy?
Counting his motherfucking money. Because that's who's CEOs in this country.
You don't think ladies are now? You kidding me?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Not black ladies, but ladies. Okay, I'll give that to you.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. This week, Bonnie will be at the Creek for a week in the cave.
The Creek in the Cave. Look it up. $5 at the door. Come on down.
This week,
nice,
I
nice intimate little room. Little show. And also, I'll that Rocco gig. Go to your local Somerville. Again.
It's not Somerville. It's in Shattuck Valley.
Whatever. I was going to say, go to your local grocery store. You can see the flyer.
This week, I'm in Rochester at the Comedy Club. December 4th and 5th, me and Florentine are working together in Connecticut. At go to Treehouse Comedy, and next Friday I'm at the Stanhope House.
This doesn't go up till Thursday. This isn't going up till Thursday.
Yeah, so.
No, but we've been you know, it's out of order. It's out of order. I'm not doing O&A tomorrow. If this is going up on Thursday, I'm doing it.
Yesterday. We'll call this podcast "I'm Doing It Yesterday."
Out of order.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.